Good morning, London, and welcome to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young. I'm pleased to be joining you, and it looks like we're still getting a bit of awesome weather here late into fall. Won't be long before the snow starts flying and we go into hibernation for a little while. But let's keep wishing good weather upon us here, and we'll get through this together. Of course, every weekend on the show, we talk about health, wellness, nutrition, a whole bunch of topics that we like to cover. And we just like to be informative and also give you a bit of a glimpse as to what MedPoint has to offer, some of the services that we offer. And this week on the show, I have a very special guest. I actually work across from her daily. She is the healthcare navigator at MedPoint Healthcare Center. Lindsay Jones is joining me on the show. Lindsay, thank you so much for doing this segment with me.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
So, Lindsay, you probably have like one of the biggest roles of MedPoint, one of the most important roles of MedPoint, I would say, and that is healthcare navigation. Let's start from the very beginning, though, because we have a membership program of about, like, what, just over a thousand members. And why do we have that membership program? What do people sign up for membership for? It's primarily because they don't have a family doctor. Their family doctor's retired. They don't like their family doctor. They need health care. Do you see and encounter a lot of these conversations on the phone, like, daily?
Every day. Every day we have calls coming in for family doctors just looking for help, basically.
Right. And when we sign up a member, you are their go-to. So therefore, any calls that come in, you will help to navigate them to the proper route. Can it be difficult at times?
It can. We definitely field a lot of calls every day, but that's our job. That's what we do. So when they call in, my job is to just help people navigate the healthcare system, which can be somewhat confusing at times. So that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And I know that healthcare navigation, it probably doesn't get the recognition that it deserves because, quite frankly, family doctor will refer to this clinic, not MedPoint, but, you know, for gynecology, geriatrics, cardiology, like whatever the specialist may be, because they've referred to them for the last like 20 years,
right?
There's no like, hey, we should check and make sure that this route is quicker. Or, hey, have you heard of some American alternatives? Or, you know, they just don't present them with those options. And I feel like that gives healthcare navigation a lot of strength.
It does. Yeah, for sure.
And like, what is the nature of some of the calls that you see coming through? Like, is it just like script renewals? Is it like, help me, I'm stuck, I need like a referral for this? Like, how do you best help the members?
Honestly, we have a wide range of daily calls, prescription renewals, just needing to speak with a doctor or our fabulous nurse practitioners that we have here that also help us out, referrals, just needing doctor's appointments, you know, the usuals.
Yeah, of course. And that's kind of like where you really shine, because I know you work alongside Meg here at MedPoint, and it's a great duo. Of course, you know, when one can't be on the phone, the other one is. And but that's really when you call MedPoint, you get a live person, and I think that goes a long way, because, you know, quite frankly, when I call my own doctor's office, it's always a message machine. You hope they call you back. And then they might not call you back, or they'll advise you, oh, you got to go to this side of town to get this appointment. It's just a bit of a mess right now that people are dealing with. Do you sense frustration in people's voice, like when they call in, or maybe even like hesitancy, like, wow, they're actually going to help me? Like,
you know what? It's actually the opposite. People love calling here because they always get someone,
right,
and they're not talking to a machine, which I think really makes a difference.
Yeah.
When people are having issues, they want to speak to a real person, not a machine. So I think that's what kind of separates us from other family doctors or other organizations around here, is you always have a live person.
Absolutely. And let's talk a bit about the experience level, because, you know, Meg is a RPN, mm-hmm. and she's excellent at what she does. You've been in healthcare for over 10 years, am I right?
Over 10 years, yeah.
And that's primarily healthcare administration, dealing with appointments, bookings, you know, giving results and stuff like that.
Done it all, yep.
And where did you get your start? Like, where did you go to school and kind of where did you get grounded when you got out of school?
So I'm born and raised in London. So I've stayed here my whole life. I went to Fanshawe. And then I got a job with a family doctor out in Lambeth that it was just me and him. So we did everything together. I did everything for him. So working at MedPoint with a team, I find is a lot nicer, having the support from this amazing team here, which is amazing.
And also having the constant stream of awesome Spotify playlists, yeah. Right?
I can't complain about the music.
No, it's good, Lindsay. And we should say Lindsay didn't leave that office or get, you know, he retired. The doctor retired and she was looking for a new home. And quite honestly, we were looking for great people to join the team. And we're happy to have you on board, Lindsay.
Thanks. It's really good being here.
Yeah. So, yeah, going back to this whole thing, so MedPoint membership, if you're not sure if it's right for you, you can always give us a call or go on the medpoint.ca website and submit a contact form. Just kind of test the waters. Just learn more about what it's about. It's really difficult for some of us to grasp what private healthcare looks like in a world where healthcare is quote-unquote free. And we have different levels of membership. Now, I know, Lindsay, you're kind of involved in two of them.
Yeah.
The MedPoint Executive Health Membership, which is a yearly membership program. It includes the comprehensive medical. It includes a bunch of other things, discounts on services, access to testing, access to Lindsay and Meg, the navigators. And it's a great value. So you should check that out. It's on our website. Under one of the tabs up at the top. And then you're also kind of part of the nurse practitioner program. Now, this is for individuals who maybe don't have their family doctor or family doctor access is very poor. They can actually pay, I think it's like $45, and get in with one of our nurse practitioners and they can just see them, and nurse practitioners can do pretty much everything a doctor can do, can they not?
That's right. So we have Jacqueline and Marnie. They do our nurse practitioner program, which you can pay $45 to do a same day visit,
right.
But we also have them as part of a monthly program that you have access to them 5 days a week. They can do referrals, they can do medications, they can do PAPs for women, which is, I know, really struggling in London. It's hard to find doctors that will do PAPs, so right. That's another option as well.
Right on, yeah. And so we do the nurse practitioner program, which is also awesome for access and good level of care. And then we have the senior care membership, which you're not involved in, but I might as well mention, because I hope to get Jacqueline on the other side of this program, on the other side of the commercial, to maybe talk about the senior care program a little bit further. But look, we're in a kind of a crisis mode here. Our healthcare system, the public healthcare system, is kind of a mess, right? And we even saw that through COVID, like capacities of emergency rooms, demands on healthcare workers, nurses, and everybody who's dealing with it. And this all comes at a point where doctors are retiring. And guess what? The new men and women coming out of school don't have that capacity and maybe the bandwidth to deal with complex medical care for a practice of hundreds of patients, right? It's a strain on all ends. And I know I'm talking with one of my friends who's a doctor in the KW area, he said, you know, like, I'm having to work extra just to make up for, like, what, you know, doctors leaving. So, Lindsay, thank you for the service that you do here.
Thank you, Ron.
And, yeah, it's always a pleasure working with you, obviously. And hey, if you're listening today and you want a great healthcare option, maybe the MedPoint Executive Healthcare Membership is right for you. You get Lindsay, you get Meg, who have a direct extension, and you can call them anytime with any healthcare concerns, check on the status of things, maybe talk about different options, and she'll be sure to kind of point you in the right direction, make sure that you're set on your way. So in a world where healthcare is few and far between, it seems like a great thing that you do, Lindsay. So I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much, Ron. Appreciate it.
All right, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we'll have more on the MedPoint Health Half Hour. You're listening to AM 980. All right, welcome back to the program. Of course, every weekend, MedPoint Health Half Hour, AM 980, CFPL Radio. Ron Young here, your host. And of course, we always chat about MedPoint services, news on fitness, nutrition, healthcare. And on the first half of the program, I had Lindsay Jones, who's a team member. Always love having new team members in the spotlight on this show, and a little bit about what she does and how she does it effectively, and what it can mean for you if you're a MedPoint member. Of course, if you wanted to check out some of those membership options, they're all on our website, medpoint.ca. We'd love you to jump over there and check it out. Or, you know what, if you're not sure, you just want to maybe come in and see the facilities, see what we do first, just go on medpoint.ca. You can always pop a contact form in there, and we'd be happy to give you a tour of the facilities. Actually, at the West 5, we have suite 200, 280, 270. We've got 116 and 120 on the main floors. We are expanding out here and taking over the Sifton Center, so to say. But we have a wide variety of services, of course, MedPoint Executive Healthcare. We have MedPoint Cardiology, Sports Medicine, Cosmetics, Mental Health, Gynecology, some dermatology or, you know, surgical consults for lesions and suspicious moles and such. We have the fitness facility, one-on-one personal training, nutrition sessions with our dietitian, Jessica, as well as a brand new open access gym membership where you can come and get a key fob and scan in, and it's 24 hours access. It's the first one of its type in the Riverbend area. We are filling up with members, so please act now if you want to get in on that. It's medpoint.ca or medpointfitness.ca, and you can click the masthead there. It'll take you through and you can see what's included, and drop us a contact form so that we can contact you and book a tour for potentially your new gym home. With Movati closing, of course, we are seeing a lot of people still searching. So why not consider MedPoint to be your gym home for the next while? And of course, the other thing I wanted to mention to everyone is just this, the idea that we are into November now. Benefits programs usually will be lapsing at the end of December. So it's a good idea to get in for some of our services, such as orthotics, dietitian, you know, anything that's covered by paramedical, third-party benefits. It's a good idea to start using those now, because let me tell you, a lot of people are wanting to use them now, but then it starts to get in mid-December, you forgot your Christmas shopping, you got to go out and get dinner stuff, and all of a sudden you forget, and then you lose those benefits. So if you pay into a benefits program, you're going to want to use those up. You can always give us a call or shoot me an email. Ron at medpoint.ca if you want some orthotic coverage, orthotics made for you, or a dietitian package, or, you know, perhaps it's a health spending account. You want to get an injection or something of that nature. We can always give you an estimate to see if your insurance company will cover it and get you well on your way so that you can experience better health. On the second half of the program, I wanted to talk a little bit about exercising. And there was a study that was done. And this really supports this whole idea of, look, it's never too late to exercise. We know the benefits of exercise are well documented. You know, better circulation, stronger muscle tone, obviously better for your mental health, good for your digestive tract, good for, you know, your body, just your joint stability, good for your cardiovascular health. So, but the effects of exercise actually extend your life. If you don't exercise currently, I encourage you to get out and do something. We have a lot of people coming to us for one-on-one personal training because, you know, they just want an exercise regime and they want to figure out how to do it safely and effectively given their circumstances as well as any sort of medical conditions. You can exercise safely and effectively. But this whole idea of 2.5 hours of moderate to vigorous aerobic physical activity each week can have such a difference, such an impact. And what they looked at in this study was adults over the age of 65 who did strength training 2 to 6 times per week actually lived longer than those who did less than 2 days. So what they're saying basically is, and this was from U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but they looked at this study and they found that each type of physical activity was independently associated with a lower risk of all-cause mortality in older adults. So all-cause meaning, you know, maybe there's a condition like diabetes and you need to be exercising regularly to combat that. Maybe it's just simply mobility. You know, I exercise with an 86-year-old man, and he comes into the gym and puts in his time just to maintain his mobility. He wants to be able to walk. And, you know, he went on a long trip just recently where I asked him, I said, how was it? And he said, you know what, I went for an hour hike, and I didn't, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, I don't think I could have done that. So huge rewards there. Huge difference. But there's also, so it was a 10% lower risk of mortality for those who met the aerobic guideline, and 24% lower risk of mortality for those who both met the guidelines and made sure that they were strength training in between. So if you look at that and you look at, you know, the ones that you love, you look at yourself, your own body and how you're taking care of it, you might want to consider starting a program. And a lot of the times it just starts slow, habit forming. You know, do 1 day a week, start that out. If you don't exercise currently, 1 day a week is very attainable. And it's something that you can make sure that you integrate into your weekly routine. Then increase it to 2. Maybe you just want to do 20-minute bouts. Maybe it's a long walk to start. Maybe it's weight training in the gym. Whatever that looks like to you, I just encourage you to do it. Because what they're seeing is that 24 to 30% lower risk of all-cause mortality, you can decrease that. So loved ones who are struggling, you know, encourage them. Maybe exercise with them. There's a lot of fun and a lot of excitement in exercising in a group setting. And we actually offer that through our new fitness membership. You can get group sessions and unlimited fitness, group fitness training. So something to definitely look out for. But I know right now I'm involved in a boxing class, and I always love seeing my fight family. And that's actually, that event's coming up November 9th at RBC Center, Fight to End Homelessness. All proceeds going to You Charity. So if you wanted to donate to my race roster page, you just got to go on there and search for my name under the event, Fight to End. Ron Young, I'll come up, and you can always leave a donation. I'm almost to my fundraising goals, and I'd love it if you could support me. But just like that, you know, I have a group that I like to go to. It's very good for group cohesion. It's good for mental state, and it's good for us to push each other and make sure that we are working towards our goals. So anyways, that's all the time I have for the show today. I want to thank you for tuning in wherever you may be listening from. And let's have a great weekend. Stay healthy, eat well, and live right. You've been listening to the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.